Hey, this is Craig Ferentino of Craig James Financial. Get ready for another financial report right here on 103.9 LI News Radio.
Craig Ferentino is a registered representative offering securities and advisory services through United Planners Financial Services. Member FINRA, SIPC. Craig James Financial Services and United Planners are not affiliated. Material discussed is not to be construed as specific investment, tax, or legal advice and is not a recommendation to buy or sell any securities.
CraigJamesFinancial.com. It's a must-known website there. CraigJamesFinancial.com. Webinars, events. You got to pre-register. Always remember that. Great information. Dow with a massive hit, 681 downward at close. Futures not great as well, down about a 165 last I looked. I guess Wall Street didn't really appreciate the report of the Consumer Price Index yesterday, Mr. Ferentino. How are you? Thanks so much.
Good morning, Jay. Yeah, we had a lot of sad news yesterday, and we may get some more pain today. That's the way we see it. As you said, like the Dow, you know, it was trading in the fives, and then it was buying. It went to the fours. But in the last 20 minutes, closed down almost 700 points. That's a big move, 2% to be exact, 1.996. I'll call that 2%. The NASDAQ down 357, the S&P down 89 points, bigger than 2% on the S&P. On the NASDAQ, 2.67. So 2.75% would be a fair way to look at it. We've had, the Consumer Price Index, which everybody was expecting to be at 3.6% or better, meaning lower, came in at 4.2%. So what that is telling you, and so that what happens is that the 10-year bond rose to 1.7. When you see bonds raise, that's not the good sign there. And valuations of technology and growth stocks really felt a lot of pressure, and also with the whole NASDAQ underperforming. Even metals like gold and copper were lower, and oil is still higher, but that has other issues to do with it, including the coastal pipeline. So they're working on that, of course. When you look at it, it really was a surprise to the upside, and it really triggered concern in equity and fixed income markets that high prices will persist. And so again, simple things that we were measuring over the past 2 months or so, 4x8x3/4 piece of plywood, $100, prices that were used to be $30-something. That was a huge, huge move. And when you're seeing these type of moves, it's the fastest increase since really September of 2008. When you look at the Consumer Price Index, when you track it to that, and what happened in 2008? Well, we had this credit crunch in the banks. Some banks went out of business. We lost Lehman Brothers. We lost Bear Stearns. We lost a couple of famous names like that. Wachovia Bank, all vaporized or bought out. And when you have that kind of move, it really just kind of jolts the market. So that's what we've had, and that's what we had. And it's not the type of See, inflation's very insidious, and I don't hear a lot of commentators talking about it. You can't stimulate inflation. If you throw more money in the economy, you're actually throwing fuel onto the fire. So I've never seen, if you really wanted to, if you're creating an economy where you want people to get poorer, this is a good way to do it, and that's my opinion here. So on the other side, we get some news here and there. Today we're going to take a look at, we saw the Consumer Price Index, so we're going to see some things. We're watching gold, crude, the 10-year treasury, we have very little economic news this weekend, so we need some more things to stimulate the economy, and we're not going to get any of that information for a couple of days. Therefore, what's the market looking for? All eyes just go to the Fed. So is the Fed going to do something? And that's what we're looking at. As we speak, though, the Dow futures are down another 1.4%. That translates into a number of 483 points. The S&P down another 1.75%. And the NASDAQ down still over 2%. So really coming down. Don't forget, they're coming down from all-time highs nonetheless. But we haven't had any sell-off like this since October of last year. And we'll see how the month of May. They use the old adage, sell in May, go away. And I don't know how good that is, but I almost mentioned it. The the first few days of May when I was on the phone with you, but I never did. But maybe that's a strategy, and there is some data that backs that up. Anyway, of all the indexes we followed, the VDE, which is the Vanguard Energy Index, up 1.8% yesterday. Everything else is down well over 2%. And I'll just give you an example, the consumer discretionary, which are many companies built into that. I'll give you some examples of what's in the VCR. Amazon, Tesla, Home Depot, McDonald's, that's down almost 3.5% yesterday and looks like it's trending negative again today. So that's what we have. What should investors do is the question, Jay.
That is the key. You know, I was talking a little bit about how everything has just gone up, right? You go to the supermarket, you're paying more. Fuel prices are up 37 and change percent. The average gasoline price rose nearly 50%. I mean, think about it. You know, last year this time it was $1.85. You're over $3 now. Used car, truck prices, they're up. Last I read, that was up around 10%. Food prices, as I mentioned before, I only went to the grocery store the other day. Just bought a few things. Cost me $75. And I'm saying to myself, the heck did I just buy? You know, you look at everything, housing, lodgings, airline tickets, car and trip furniture, everything's, it's unbelievable. So, you know, when you look at the consumer prices and everything else, where it was supposed to be 3 point something and it's 4.2, I mean, that is an eye opener. I mean, that's worse than expected. That is unbelievable. That's the biggest in, what, 13 years I read? I mean, it's unbelievable. And, you know, you listen to the experts and everything else, these increases will settle down later in the year. Is it truly because of the opening of the economy? I mean, the reopening of the economy, I should say. I mean, is that what we put our finger on at this point in time, you think?
Yeah, the reopening of the economy is not the problem. I think it's getting people back to work is part of the problem. So but also part of the problem is that the supplies that these companies were closed. Companies that make things were closed, and there were some states had very aggressive closed door policies. I mean, I think there's some students in the United States that are still not back in school yet. So when you have part, you know, when we look at from one part of our world here, which is unfortunate. There's a lot of places have different situations. We had Michigan closed, manufactures a lot of things in Michigan, including automobiles. So there's your reason there. And so you've created shortages, spot shortages, wherever industry was located due to employment. If you're being told to close by the state, then that's a problem. So that's all backing up. Now, is some of this temporary and some of this permanent? Right now, it seems to be hopefully temporary, just like when we shut the economy down a year ago and you and I started talking every day. That, hey, you know, there's some light at the end of the tunnel. The good news is that this will be over. The bad news is that how do we reopen in a way that that really truly makes us a smooth and easy transition? I don't think there's been any plans. I haven't heard any plans except to keep interest rates low, things like that. So nobody really said, okay, we're going to open up these factories. We're going to go to 20% and then we're going to go to 50%. And here's the deal. We'll start flooding. Some dealers will have over inventory, but you'll see that'll drain out. It was never the dealers were closed. You know, cars are they're all sitting somewhere, but there's some of them are waiting for chips too, and so that becomes a problem. So how do we manufacture out of this? And we have to double capacity or triple capacity to keep up with the demand at this point, and then it'll level out. But right now, we're not doing that.
No question about it. The other thing is, we just got to keep everything in house. You know, we can't outsource to other countries, especially China. I mean, we have to learn to do our own manufacturing right here in this country. We can't be held hostage anymore, and that's also, you know, something to look at as we get down this very dark road that we hopefully have. But that's something we're going to have to learn. We learned from a previous administration a lot of things in that regard, keeping it in play in-house, and we got to keep that mantra going. I mean, that's key. Craig, good stuff. Interesting day. Let's see what today brings. Quite a day on Wall Street though, my friend. By the way,
that's
Craig
right.
has a tremendous webinar tonight. And again, folks, you're 4 days out with the filing and everything else, taxes. And there's some great information that will come tonight at 7 o'clock. Get a pre-register, craigjamesfinancial.com. And I'm talking what you need to know as far as IRAs and everything else, you know, the Roth. The conversions, that's all going to be discussed tonight at 7, right?
That's correct. 7 o'clock tonight, just go to our website, Craig James Financial. It'll be a quick class on IRA. If you don't know what an IRA is, how do I get a tax deduction, et cetera, et cetera, if you qualify for that? And is it smart to convert it? How do I make myself less tax toxic? Very, very important class. That's tonight at 7 o'clock on a webinar.
It is a must listen tonight. No question about it. Very important. Always great stuff. We'll talk to you in the morning. How's that?
Yes, Jay. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning.